Church, say amen. Come on, say amen like you mean it. Say amen like you know. Come on, say amen, say amen. Amen. There you go. That's celebration there. Amen. Amen. God bless you today. If you have your Bibles with you, would you meet me in the 2 Corinthians letter, in the 5th chapter thereof? 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm sorry, chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Amen. You look good, people. Amen. Ain't nobody else told you. I'm telling you. You're looking good. Amen. And when you look good, you ought to feel good. And when you feel good, you ought to do good. And when you do good, good will come to you. Amen. Grandma was right. What goes around comes around. Amen. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. You got your tablets and electronic devices. Come down, if you will, please. Scroll down to verse number 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 14. New Living Translation. And here's what it says. We know that the same God who raised our Lord Jesus will also raise us with Christ and present us to himself along with you. All of these things are for your benefit. And as God's grace brings more and more people to Christ, there will be great thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory. God bless you. You may be seated in the awesome presence of God. Thank you, Susan, James, and Sister Henrietta. You all take a seat. Hope you saved a seat for yourself somewhere. Amen. As we sit down with this mass gathering of God's people. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4. Look at your neighbor very quickly. And smile at them first. Don't look at them with that "I ate too much turkey" look. Don't do that. You ate too much giblet and gravy. Amen. Look at them with a big smile on your face and say, neighbor, pastor's going to preach.
Pastor's going to preach.
I came out better.
I came out better
than I deserve.
Amen.
I came out better than I deserve. Most of us have no real problem with self-announcing. In other words, we can talk about ourselves and say stuff about ourselves better than anybody. Mm-hmm. And most of us don't have too much of a problem forgiving ourselves and allowing ourselves a free pass. Everybody in this room has an opinion. And more chiefly, we all have an opinion of ourselves. It is an old saying of that which goes, it's a poor frog that won't praise his own pond. And simply stated, most of us feel pretty good about ourselves. Paul writes this letter, the second letter that he writes to the church at Corinth. We don't write letters anymore. Most of us don't. In fact, most of us do all our business, if not all of our business, online. We pay things electronically. We just hit the button. We don't write much anymore. In fact, it is statistically proven. I think it is a report that came out a few years ago from colleges and universities that spoke of how young freshmen are coming to school and cannot write. And they can type. They can type, but they cannot write. When I grew up in school, some years ago, you had to write. We call it cursive writing, script writing, and you got your hands spanked if you couldn't make those G's and S's and such. But we don't do that anymore much. I don't even know if they do that in school. I haven't been by the school. Thank God all my children are out of school. Got tired of them folk calling me up to the school. Amen. But Paul writes this letter. I'm not going to take long. Paul writes this letter, second letter, to the church at Corinth. He loved those people. He really did. He loved them. And sometimes he apologized in his writings if he came across a little harsh. And he said, I'm doing this really because I love you. And if you have a problem with my letters, he said, let's just look to God and think we'll be all right. So he gets to this particular writing, and he is trying to get the people to understand the gravity of grace. I think in the church in 2016, sometimes we're so accustomed to grace that we do not truly understand the gravity of grace. Even when we say things about how amazing it is, there's a sense of casualness. When we say things like, but for the grace of God, there's still something lacking there. Mm-hmm. And so he writes, and he wants them to understand, and I want you to understand, that you really came out better than you deserve. Amen. I really thought I'd get more amens when I said that. I wrote down here. I put a little pause. You, all of us in this room right now, from the youngest to the eldest, yeah, all sure enough know that we got it better than we deserve. Okay. I am not saying you bad folk. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying. I don't know much about many of you, to be honest with you. But I do know this, that the Bible that I preach from, the Bible I read and try to live my life by, says all of us have gotten over more than we went under. God has looked beyond our faults and met our every need. God has blessed us when we didn't bless him. God kept us when we stayed away from him. And that means I came out better than I deserve. I'll never be able to repay him for his kindness unto me. I'll never be able to tell him I'm sorry enough, yeah, or to thank him enough, or to fall on my face enough, because I got it better than I deserve. I never thought I'd have it like this. Every now and then I look around and I have to admit that I've surprised myself. Not that I've done these things, but just the mere fact that God has done them unto me. I've fallen into more grace than I deserve. I'm eating better than I deserve. I'm driving better than I deserve. I got a better wife and better children. I got better friends and a better congregation than a poor boy from Duval County deserved. I came out better. And the good news for those of you who ain't said nothing or done nothing yet, look at your name and tell them, I'm still alive.
Still alive. Amen.
That means God still got some good stuff coming. Yes, look, sir, at your name and tell them, it may not be here yet, but it's on the way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you sitting here whining and sucking your teeth and rolling your eyes about what you don't have. Honey, keep on living. Keep on living. Because the Bible that I read said daily he loads us with benefits. What I don't have right now ain't no reason to protest. I got it going on with God.
Come on, Pastor.
You jealous of me? That's too bad for you.
And if you really thought about how wonderful your life is, you wouldn't be jealous of me, because I got good news. You got it going on too. Yeah. So I'm hurrying. He writes, says to them, right in verse 1, in fact, Deacon Walker, if you look at verse 1 of chapter 4, he says this. He says, you know, since God in his mercy has given us this new way.
Well,
I like that. But you know, if I had any sense at all, I can preach right there and go on about my business. Look at what he says to him. The first line, he says, therefore, since God in his mercy has given us this, he doesn't call it a new way. He says, this new, you know what he's saying? He said, man, I'm living it. He said, I'm living it. He said, I want y'all to know that God has given us this new way. That's why when Paul wrote to the church in the letter to Corinth and told him, he said, listen, old things have passed away.
Right.
He said, all things are new now.
Yeah.
And you know how we are about new, Tamika. We get something new, we can't help ourselves. How many of you can testify, you can tell when somebody got something new? In fact, we got a saying that goes with it, said, don't act new. Amen. How many of y'all have to tell somebody, don't act new? Don't get new on me. But that's how we are when we get something new. And I just believe, Deacon Davis, that because of what God has given us, we ought to act new. We ought to sing new. We ought to serve new. We ought to stand up new. We ought to step out new. We ought to let the world know that we got it new from God, because the old stuff wasn't good enough. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm glad my testimony is that old stuff wasn't good enough.
Come on now.
All that shucking and jiving and hanging out all night and clowning and puff puff pass and all that stuff, that wasn't good enough. How many of you know you were living beneath your privilege? You were hanging out there with them old crazy people. Aren't you glad that some folk don't call you no more?
Come on now.
Aren't you glad you don't even get invited to some parties no more?
Well,
aren't you glad folk ain't borrowing your clothes no more?
Well,
driving your whip no more? You ought to thank God that he took you out of that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And for you sit here and say you brought yourself up. No, you didn't. He brought you out of that. Some of us, God had to make you leave.
Well,
say amen, somebody.
Amen.
Paul writes that. He said, listen, we got a new way. Since God in his mercy, let me give you this one, and I'll get out of the way. You do know that all of these marvelous things have come about because of the mercy of God.
Yes, sir.
We all deserve death. Okay, five of y'all nodding your head. Thank you. Rest of y'all trying to play me. Everything that's happening in your life.
Everything.
It's because of his mercy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I ain't going to let y'all play him today. I said everything that's happening in your life. The fact that you still got your mind is mercy. The fact that you still got a job is mercy. The fact that you still got activity of your limb is mercy. The fact that you still got a husband, don't say nothing, Jesse and Ozilia, it's mercy. The fact that you in this ministry is mercy. The fact that you just stood up is mercy. Because God in his mercy. Just remind me of that song, Mercy, Mercy Me. Amen. And that's what it is. You right.
Come on, Pastor.
Things ain't what they used to be. You know you got it better now. When I look around and think about the goodness of the Lord and all he's done for me. What you mean I can't stand up and shout in his church? What you mean I can't wave my hand? What you mean it don't take all that? When I think about it, it takes more than that. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise him enough. Don't you tell me I can't stand up in here. Don't tell me I can't run. Don't tell me I can't throw my head back. Don't tell me I can't holler. God has been merciful.
Friends that were healthier than me have died. Friends that were stronger than me are now weak. Don't you tell me that.
Look, he said, since God, my mama didn't do it, and my mama loved me, but she couldn't do it. My daddy didn't do it. Daddy was hard on me, tried to make me a man, but he didn't do it.
Well,
my friend didn't do it. We can all be honest and admit our friends have taken more from us than they'll ever give us. They owe us more than they're going to ever pay us back. I told my wife just a few weeks ago, if everybody who owed me money gave me my money, the IRS would leave me alone. He said, since God, I'm about done. He says, listen, we got it better. We got it better. He says, you don't have to look too far to see that. Grandma put it this way. I looked at my hands.
Ah.
My hands look new.
Yes, sir.
You ain't look too far to know you got it better than you deserve. You came out on a good foot.
Come on, Pastor.
Paul reminds him, he said, I'm not finished. He said, listen, you do know I don't have to talk about y'all. I can talk about myself.
Well.
Rudy, you remember what he said. He said, I'm the chief among sinners. Paul told him, said, I don't even know why God picked me. I'm the last guy that God should have picked. He said, I persecuted the church. He said, I'm one of them. You know, let me tell you what Grandma wrote. Grandma said, confession is good for the soul. Paul said, I stood by and held the coats of them who stoned Stephen.
Well,
I went after people who loved. He said, I would set them up by finding out if they loved God. I'd go to their services and hear them testify, and then I would go after them. And then he said, why did God pick me? All the people God picked to carry this gospel. You know what he's saying? I came out better.
Come on.
Than I deserve.
Yeah.
He tells me, he said, I don't mean to start no trouble to y'all, and I'll do the same thing here and now, Laura. I ain't got to talk about y'all. I can talk about my own self-injuries. I don't believe in all that transparency. I ain't got to tell y'all everything, but I can tell you enough. I can tell you myself that I came out better than I deserve. Me and God don't always see eye to eye.
Yeah.
Amen. So some of y'all think I'm going to pick. No, I'm going to talk about me for a minute. Me and God, I don't do everything he want me to do. I don't like everything he want me to do. And sometimes, rather than run to him, I hide from him.
Come on, Pastor.
I ain't trying to fool nobody.
Come on, Pastor.
Me and God have intense conversations. But even when I'm hard-headed, he blesses me.
Amen.
See, some of y'all looking funny. Don't look at me with that tone of voice, because you don't always see eye to eye with him either.
Come on, Pastor. Amen.
You don't do everything God tells you to do.
Amen.
You go left when God say go right. You go out when God say stay in. You drink it when God say don't touch it. You smoke it when God say don't. Y'all ain't talking to me. But I'm going to talk about me because I haven't always agreed with him. Sometimes me and God have to not talk to each other for a minute.
All right now.
I ain't talking about you. Don't look at me like that. I'm telling on me. Sometimes me and God just don't say nothing.
Well,
I tell him, don't you say nothing to me. He's telling me, don't you say nothing to me. But I can tell you this, I always come back before he do.
Well,
yeah, I always say, I'm so sorry. And it usually don't take me long. I usually go about two steps and go, well, wait a minute now, Lord, I wasn't really serious about that. See, some of y'all get bad with God and y'all just go haywire. No, I usually go about this far and go, well, Lord, I was just kidding. Any of y'all ever told the Lord you just kidding?
Huh.
Lord, I was just playing. I shouldn't have never had that second drink, but I was just.
Well.
Act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about.
Come on, Pastor.
He said, listen. I know I wasn't the right one. But God picked me.
Yeah.
Some of y'all know. You ain't got no business in the position you in. Come on, talk to me. I'm trying to finish by 12:30. Some of y'all know. Amen. Then you going to act like you can't get up on Sunday morning.
Come on, Pastor.
And run on down that little raggedy church and tell him thank you.
Come on, Pastor.
You act like you can't reach in your pocketbook and give him what he rightly deserved, but you can run down there to Louis Vuitton and you can go on Coach and all that kind of stuff. And when they tell you how much he's going, I'm going and bless myself. You can't bless God. Let me tell you, you need to stop blessing you and stop blessing God.
Yes, sir.
You don't deserve nothing fancy. You ought to give God everything and then take whatever's left over.
Come on, Pastor. Yes,
sir. All of y'all ought to be shopping in the thrift store.
Well,
stay out of these name brand stores.
Well,
you don't deserve it. Ms. Mitchell, you heard what I said. Came from the pulpit. It's legal. Listen to me. He said, I know. And you all know too. Some of us have this sophomoric attitude about spiritual things, and you ought to stop that. Come on, talk to me now. Paul said, I realize that my life is an example sometimes of how not to do it. We walk around thinking we can be like Peter and John talking about look on us. Some of us are not letting nobody see us. Amen. I'm sliding it, Eric. That means I'm moving on. Some of y'all all know you ought to be glad that some folk didn't see you.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. You drove all the way down to Charlotte, Greensboro, and all that kind of stuff.
Oh.
You do know God was there. God was on the train, the bus, the back of the pickup truck. He saw you. But we didn't see you, so you think you fooling us, but you can't fool God.
Come on now.
Huh? Paul said, I know something here. Because all of us in the room have made mercy duke it out with justice.
Come on now.
Justice demanded that we would be convicted, and mercy just said, oh no, I'll fight you on this one. Everybody in this room ought to be able to look at me right now and way back when I say this. You and I both know that if justice had his course, all of us would be dead.
Amen.
I said everybody ought to way back on that one. Everybody in this room ought to be able to look at me and say, Reverend, you're so right about it.
Yeah, so right about it.
Because I am so enough.
Yes, sir.
I'm a real motor scooter sometimes, Reverend.
I can
get down with the best of them. But y'all church folk don't know that. Justice demands a payment. Come on, talk to me. You might think you got away with it, but justice saw you.
What?
How many got folk who love to tell on people? You know them kind of people? Don't point at nobody. Don't point at nobody. 70 of y'all pointed at people in this here church. Now, that just ain't right. The altar is now available for all. Y'all, come on. You know, people always want to tell. How many know that when folk get caught, they got a little list in their pocket of other folk to tell on? Just because they got caught up. Wait a minute, I ain't the only one.
Yeah.
Pat was there, Ozelia, Lewis. Lewis brought the liquor, Pat brought the weed. You know, we don't tell on people. Don't go in that office, Pastor. You look in that bottom drawer, kick it twice and pull it, it'll open. They got a stash. See, you know how people tell on you like that. And most people who make good witnesses are people who were with you. You do know when the grand jury convenes, they call people that were with you. They don't just go in the phone book and say, well, let's try Eric Ware. You know, no, they call people who were with you. And let me give you, this is a free one, and I'll move right along. Please know they got cameras everywhere now.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you can pull your hat down if you want to. They got people that can recreate the video and just take that hat off. I done messed all y'all up now, ain't I? Here it is. We make this happen. Why? Because we are born in sin.
That's everybody.
Grace in most of our lives has to pull a double shift. Can't even get a lunch break. Because we like that, aren't we? Paul says, well, I got some good news for you. And it's right here, and I'll move along. Here's the case, and I'll do it. Paul says this in verse 14. Come down to verse 14. He says, here's what we know. Here's what we know. This is the exciting part. He said, here's what we know. That God, who raised up Christ, will also, y'all ought to be ready to shout right there. He said, here's what we know. We know this. We know that because God did it for him, he going to do it for us. Oh, come on. That. He said, this is what we know. He said, we are most confident of the fact that even when this earthly body is dissolved and torn down, we got a place to go. We're not going to wander around in purgatory. We're not going to wander around like aimless people. We know that the same God who raised up Jesus is going to lift us up also. And here's what I really like, Marpo. He ain't going to just lift us up. He's going to present us. You know, listen, y'all ain't here. Thank you. You got it. He's not going to just let us show up in heaven. He's going to announce us and say, excuse me, ding, ding, ding on the little glass. May I have your attention now stepping into the grand ballroom after many tears, trials, and tribulation, after catching hell on earth. I present to you with honor and privilege, my beloved child, put your name there. Some of us going to be throwing our shoulder back, flipping our good hair. We're going to click our heels like Dorothy and say, hey, I'm here. He will present us. Watch this. To himself. As if he didn't even know us. He going to introduce us. Y'all ain't talking to me. I felt like shouting when I wrote that. I can see it now. As he loves on us. Lifting us out of the muck and the mire. Dusting us off from the tribulation and heartaches of this life. No more trouble there. No more crying. No more heartache. We're going to be shouting and dancing because we've been presented unto the King. Shall present us. I know now what Grandma was saying when she talked about putting on her robe and putting on her slippers and walking up them streets of glory. Listen, I'm going to be stepping. My feet ain't going to touch the ground. Some of y'all going to get mad at me because y'all going to speak to me and I'm going to be so much in the euphoria of the moment. Please admit that when I come around the third time, maybe I'll speak then, but my first two trips around the block, I'm going to be some kind of sedated. Thank God there'll be no giving in marriage up there because I ain't going to even speak to Sister Mitchell. I'm saying, heaven ain't no marriage. I'd have to introduce myself all over. She'll take me again. But I'm going to be so high and lifted up. Nick Walk, I believe my hair going to be done growed back. All the gray will be out my little beard, you know. Paying that girl $25 a week to keep this thing black now. I'm going to get that money back. Oh, yeah, I'm doing it, y'all. I can't stand it. I go over there every week. Ain't nobody going to call me no old preacher. Don't really feel bad to have an old lady working on it either. I just kind of lay there. But I'm gonna be present. Y'all ain't talking to me. Well, listen to me, children. All you go through down here shall be forgotten.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You're gonna come out all right.
Yeah. Thank you.
So here it is. Gotta go. Three things. First of all, understand it's right in the text. When we know this, there's something about knowledge. Here's what the proverb writer says. He said, listen, you perish for the lack of that. You know, some folk going to hell just because they don't know no better.
Come on now.
Y'all didn't say nothing.
Well,
they don't know, Deacon Campbell, that they could have made a choice. They might know, but they don't know.
Come on now.
The Bible says this, ignorance. Paul said, I don't want them to be ignorant about the things of God. People think they know all kinds of stuff. You got people who know all of the slide rule, square rule, know all of the periodic table and all that kind of stuff. They know all that kind of stuff. They know all of the symbols. They know all that stuff. And don't know they can go to hell.
Come on, Pastor.
You're right. It's ignorance. He said, listen, we know. And you know what? When you know something, y'all live like you know.
Well.
That's right. You know, listen. It amazes me how folk in the world know when they go and we know and don't know. When you, listen, I went to a Wizards game a couple weeks ago. I don't even like the Wizards. I had some free tickets, so I went to the game. People in there were shouting, Wizards, sorry. They sorry. People in there shouting, they ain't nobody, they had to hold up no sign. When they came out on the floor, Deacon Walker, people started clapping, woo, woo. And I'm sitting there, you know, I'm like, all right. Because, you know, sometimes when you and people house and you don't act right, they get mad. So I don't want to sit there with no bull's hat on, you know, all right. What that little point guard they got? They think he bad to the bone. What his name is? What's his name? Yeah. That's him. Oh, they think he just top of the crop, you know. So he came out and made a couple 3-point. Like, woo! You like, that's right, buddy. I'm like, that's right. I don't even like John Wall. I know. And y'all act like y'all don't like Jesus.
Come on,
I mention his name. Some of y'all don't do nothing. I talk about how good he is. Some of y'all don't move. I talk about how he want to bless y'all, and y'all don't want nothing. But every time I think about Jesus, yes. Woo!
Yes, sir.
If I can holler for the Wizards, I know I can holler for the King. Yes. Come on, talk to me.
Yes, sir.
So here it is. I got to go. Here it is. He says, well, there are three things y'all need to know. Three things. I'm done. First thing you need to know is he identifies for us that we are recipients of the extension of the Lord's grace.
Amen.
It's right in the text. He said, the Lord's grace, it reaches out and it finds its place. It's the reconciliation that demands that we rejoice.
Yeah. Yes.
It's right in the text, D.D. It's right there. He said, look at it, verse 14, 15. He said, here's what we need to know. He said, because we know that the same God who raised our Lord Jesus Christ will also raise us. And then he says, all of these things are for your benefit.
Well,
that's an extension of the grace. All of it, everything God is doing,
yes, sir,
is for our benefit.
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all ever change jobs just to get better benefits?
Come on now.
Some of us, you know, we found out they had a dental plan and we want to get our teeth fixed. We say, I'm going to get a job over there. Get that Delta Dental.
Yes.
Get me a new rack. Then I'm good. Then you find out on the other job, they had a better health plan.
Uh-huh.
And you figure you tired of your one arm being shorter than the other arm. You say, well, I'm going over there and get my arm stretched back out, you know. So we changed for the benefits. Some of us got married for benefits.
Uh-huh.
Some of us said, well, she got a good job and they got a family plan and she liked me and I kind of sort of like her. If I get married, they put me on that insurance.
Huh.
You know, so you went down, Sister Deputy Walker said, don't go there. But you know, some of us, we married for the benefits. We said, she got that Aetna insurance and she got Genworth, and this one here got MetLife, and you did the research, and you said open enrollment is in September. We need to get married by September. so I don't miss. Oh, y'all ain't talking to me. Am I really off into it right now? But it's the extension. He says, so all of this is for your benefit.
Amen.
Now, what is all of this? All of this is, the unlimited and immeasurable favor of God. You can't put no number on how he blesses you. You can't stretch your arms wide enough for him to bless you. You do know that everything God is doing is because he loves us.
Come on now.
Here it is. This is how we know. Here's the extension. Paul, read down. Go backwards. Go back and look at verse 8, 9, 10. Here's what he said. I'm done. He says, we are pressed on every side by trouble. We got crushed. He said, we're perplexed. You know, I mean, I'm just confused all I do. He said, I'm so tied up in this thing. I've been hunted down. I've been knocked down.
Well,
I suffer. He said, but you know what? All this happened so I can share in the death of Christ Jesus. Now, hold on. Some of y'all thinking, wait a minute, Reverend, that don't make no sense. Why would I want to share in the death of Christ Jesus? Can I tell you why? I hear Alex Trebek waiting on me to buzz in. Because if you share in his death, you will certainly share in his resurrection.
Yes, sir.
You may go down, but you're coming back up.
Yes, sir.
You may get hurt, but you're going to be healed. You may be hopeless, but you'll be hopeful.
Yes.
Because if you die with him, you get to live with him. He said, that's what happened to us. He said, but God reached out to us, gave us grace. Then number two, got to go. Number two, Eric, is that he said, not only have we been recipients, extension of the Lord's grace, he said, but there has been an expansion of the grace.
Well,
Paul says, here it is, Eric. He says, more and more people. That's why, Jasmine, I believe the church ought to be running over every Sunday.
Amen.
That's why I believe that people ought to be joining every Sunday. Because
yeah.
The Bible says, he says, when those who have been recipients of the extension of the grace tell folk about the grace, then there'll be an expansion of grace because more and more people will come to get the grace.
Yeah.
I told y'all before, I'm about done. He said, when people hear about this, they'll be getting in that receiving line.
Well,
when I was a kid, I think I told y'all this once, twice. Let me repeat myself. They used to have a truck come and give out their cheese and their bologna and their peanut butter. Now it ain't that we didn't have cheese, but ain't. Now, I'll say this. I'm not trying to offend nobody. I'm about finished. But ain't no cheese like welfare cheese.
Come on now.
Just saying, I don't know what Kraft think they talking about. But that cheese make the best grilled cheese sandwiches. That big old block of bologna. Yeah, now look, you need two small boys and a mule to cut it. But that cheese, ooh, you talking about know how to melt cheese? That cheese there is cheese. And so the truck would come. And people knew it came like every other Friday or whatever. And whatever day it would come, it didn't take long for the word to get out that the truck was there. And people would come out their houses in slippers, rollers, house, you know, and get in that line. And they ain't getting out that line. Because the receiving line is for those who expect to receive.
Well, that's right, Pastor. That's right.
I don't come to church to get nothing. I know something going to happen. I don't praise him for nothing.
Come on,
I know something going to happen. I don't lift up my hands for nothing because something's going to happen. And so when you get in the receiving line, you must intend to receive. Look at your name and say, I ain't going nowhere. Because as long as he opened up the windows of heaven and he pouring out blessings, I'm going to stay in line to get my blessing. Come here, Shirley Caesar. Shirley Caesar says, honey, you're next in line for a miracle. Look at your name and say, protect your spot. Because God is getting ready to expand this grace thing. More and more people. And it don't matter how many people get in line. It just matters that you get in line.
He
said there'll be more and more people. And here's what I like about it. He said that when God begins to expand this because of the receiving line, he says, you'll also notice that there are certain characters of people in the line.
Well,
who's in the line, Pastor? The redeemed of the Lord are in the line.
Yes.
The restored of the Lord are in the line. Those who rejoice are in the line. Those who have come from a mighty long way are in the line. And so it is, he said, listen, more and more people will be coming that they might be a part of the expansion of God's grace. And so it is, beloved of God, I've got to go now. I'm feeling some kind of tired. He said, but please understand that as much as there is the extension of grace, and there is the expansion of grace, he said there must also be the expression of grace. In other words, what he's saying is there will be great thanksgiving. What are you saying, Paul? He said them folk that done got blessed by God are going to be the ones that let it be known they've been blessed by God. In other words, what he's saying is, listen, the Lord who has blessed us will begin to hear our praises. How many of you ever heard the expression that when the praises go up, the blessings come down? Look at your name and say, I'm going to let it be known that God has been good to me. I'm not going to sit here and hold my peace. In fact, you remember what the Lord said when that highfalutin society of religious folk told him to tell your disciples to cut out all that praising and cut out all that shouting and throwing palm branches in the road and cutting down trees and stuff and singing all that Hosanna. Jesus looks at them, and I can see him now looking at him like someone who's read the diary of a mad black woman. I can see Jesus looking at him and saying, listen, let me help you understand something. If these stop praising me, these rocks are going to cry out. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, after all the Lord has done for me, ain't no way I can sit up in his house and not throw my head back. Ain't no way I can sit up in here and not lift up my voice. I got to let somebody know that the Lord's been good to me. I wish I had at least two more witnesses that can tell somebody, after all I've been through, for all the distance he brought me, for the food on my table, for the clothes on my back, the faces of my children, I said I wasn't gonna tell nobody. But I can't keep it to myself. I just got to shout every now and then. I just want to jump up and down every now and then. I just want to wave my hand every now and then. Why? Because the Lord's been good to me. I wish I had two more witnesses that can wave your hand, throw your neck out, and say, the Lord has been good to me. Pastor, he woke me up this morning. Pastor, he paid a few bills. Pastor, my prescription was filled. The Lord has been good to me. And after all he's done for me, I at least got to wave my hand. I at least got to tell him thank you. Anybody know he's been good to you? Look at your name and say, honey, look here. The Lord has been faithful. The Lord has been kind. The Lord has been gracious. I just got one question, and I can leave you alone. Ain't the Lord all right? I said, ain't the Lord all right? Anybody ever tried him? Anybody know he's a way maker? Anybody know he's a strong deliverer? Anybody know he's a bridge over troubled waters? I just got one question. Ain't the Lord all right? Can you say yeah? Say yeah. Say ah. He's been better to me. He's been better to me. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. He's been better to us. After all he's done for us, I think we came out better than we might deserve. Am I right about it? I've taken up too much of your time. I had two, three more here, Deacon Davis, but I'll save them. But can I at least tell you what I was going to tell you? I was going to also tell you that in light of the fact that you have been a part of the extension and the expansion and then the expression, you also need to understand that you are a part of the expectation. Come on now. John says he stood there out in the middle of that field, and an angel of the Lord inquired of him, said, who are these? Well, John said, sir, thou knowest. And so it is, you are expected to be a part of that number. There's no song we sing in the church that I want to be in the number.
Yeah.
When all the saints have gathered at home.
Come on,
I just want to know. I got one more question. And I'm going on. I'm going to eat somewhere. I'm tired of turkey, ham, and all that stuff. I ain't eating no more of that till Christmas. But I just got one more question. Anybody want to be in the number? I just need to know. Anybody want to be in the number? You ain't too ashamed to wave at me, are you? Just let me know that you want to be in the number. You want to be a part of that expression. You want to be a part of the expansion. But there's an expectation that you ought to be there. Hallelujah. He died for you. You share in his death. Jess, there's no song. Another song, Deputy Harmony, I'm throw this in and I'm done. That man said, I ain't too proud to beg. Sweet darling. Please don't leave me. Just take me with you, don't. Please, I ain't too proud to beg. Here's what I want you to know. You ain't got to beg the Lord. Bible said if you call on his name, y'all ain't talking to me. Bible says anybody, Lotta Dottie, anybody that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Anybody want to be saved? Anybody saved? What's that name? What's that name? What's that name? Wow! There's something about that name. So here's what I was going to tell you. I was going to tell you that in order for you to be part of that expectation, you got to be a better witness. Yeah, you got to be a better witness. Then you got to be a better worshiper. Yep. And then, Sister Reed, I was going to tell him, you got to learn how to be a better waiter. Not a restaurant kind with a little towel. But here's what Isaiah said. Isaiah said, they that wait upon the Lord shall. See, some of y'all done got impatient. Some of y'all don't know how to wait like you used to. But if you're a better witness and a better worshiper, you got to learn how to be a better waiter. I ain't going nowhere till he come. Y'all didn't hear me. Not your name, sir. You can talk all that stuff you want. I ain't going nowhere till he come.
Amen.
I'm going to wait right here. If waiting go out of style, I'm still going to wait.
Yes, sir.
Because I know he's coming. How do you know he's coming? First of all, because he promised. He promised. Second thing is, because he planned it. He planned it. And then last thing, this where really I was going to give a shout. He performed it. Didn't he do it? He promised it. He planned it. And he performed it. He said, I'm going to crack the sky. And the dead in Christ shall rise, and them that remain are going to get caught up and meet him in the air. Look at the name, said two wings, oh, to fly away, two wings to veil my face, and two wings cover my feet. That's why grandma would sing that song. Sister David, I know you know it. Sister man, I know you know it. All you old school saints, I'll fly away. Mama says, some glad morning when this life is over. Some glad morning when all of my trials and tribulations are over, when the muddy waters release me, I will fly away. And they get happy and said, I'll fly away. Oh, glory.
Amen.
Some glad when this life is over, I'm going to come out better than I deserve. Anybody know it's going to be all right? Weeping may endure.
for the night, but we gonna get our joy. Some glad morning. And then, Lord, they say this was soon and very soon. We're going to see the King. Anybody want to see him? I can't wait. But then again, I'll wait. Because after a while, by and by, when the morning, all the saints, I'm going to see Harmony, Susan, Lauren, Sister Woodson. Because if anybody make it, surely she will. I'm going to see Deacon Campbell there, and I'm going to see Yvette and Lewis and Jesse. Some glad moment when this life is over. I'm going to come out better. I may not have it like you got it right now, but I'm going to come out better. I know I don't deserve it. But he's just so nice. He's so graceful and merciful. He should have cut me off in 1969 when I stole my first piece of candy. He should have cut me off when I went in my grandma's pocketbook in 1972. He should have cut me off when I bumped my auntie's car into the tree and didn't tell nobody. He should have cut me off when I lied to my mama's face about what happened to her favorite little dog. Little old glass dog, Laura. I broke it. He didn't cut me off. Should have cut me off when I stayed out too late. Should have cut me off when I didn't tithe in his church. He should have cut me off. But look at me now. Living long enough to be bald-headed and fat. That's a good God right there. When you can lose hair but gain waistline. That's a good God.